says all of us have things that we must do. Please stand with me and turn in your Bible to John chapter 9, verse 4.
请大家翻到约翰福音,
John chapter 9, verse 4. Please stand.
我们一起念, 请站立。
These are the words of Christ.
是神的话语。
I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day.
趁着白日我必须做那差我来者的工。
The night cometh when no man can work.
黑夜将到就没有人能够做工了。Please
close your Bibles and you may be seated.
请大家坐。
Our life is made up of the choices we make.
人生是有许多许多的选择。
And this will lead us into one direction or another.
我们所做的选择把我们带领到这条道路或是那条道路。
And in the end, the road we took will define our life.
到最终我们所选的道路就阐释了我们的人生。
This is a simple thought.
这个讲起来好像很简单。
But it's also a very profound one.
但是也是非常深奥的一个道理。
The poet Robert Frost captured the essence of this great truth in his poem, The Road Not Taken.
有位美国的诗人叫做罗伯·佛斯特，他是20世纪的美国诗人。 得过四次的普利兹奖，其中有一个诗就是未曾选择的道路。And
the poem ends with these words.
然后这首诗最后是这样结束的。
Two roads diverge in a wood.
在这个树林里面有两条交叉的路。And
I took the road less traveled by.
我选的是一条人迹比较稀少的道路。And
that has made all the difference. All of us are traveling on a road. But where will that road lead us? And more importantly, are we on the right road? Because whether we are on the right road, at the end, will make all the difference. Being on the right road requires the right choices. And many times it requires us to make the right choice at the right time. If we are sure of the choice that we make, it becomes more than a choice. It becomes something that we must do. Christ said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. We sense the power of the word must by Christ's great desire and intent to do God's will.
So, 这个必须是表现在耶稣的他的强烈的想要做这个神差遣来做工的这个强烈。
Look up, please. He must do it.
这个表示说必须要做。
And he must do it urgently.
而且是很强烈性的，急迫性的。
He was determined to do God's will.
他是下定决心一定要做神的工。
And to him, failure was out of the question.
对他来说, 失败不是一个选择。
The Greek word that is translated must occurs in the Gospels 36 times.
希腊字这个必须在福音书里面有用了36次。
And in my message, I will refer to most all of them.
在我的信息中我大概会用到很多次。
And each time it is used, it highlights the importance of the subject.
当每次用到这个字, 必须的时候,它是一个强调的。
This is true whether it speaks of God, of Christ, or of us.
这个必须当我们谈到神,讲到耶稣或讲到我们,都是一个正理。
Christ must work the works of him that sent him.
耶稣基督必须做那差遣他来者的工。
But it's not only something that Christ must do.
但不只说耶稣必须要做的事。
We all have things that we must do.
我们也有我们要做的事。
First, God had things that he must do.
第一，首先神有他必须要做的事。
God wants you to be on the right road of blessing.
神要你行走在祝福的一个正确的道路上。
And he went to great lengths to provide a right road for you.
甚至他花了心思准备了这条道路。
God in his great love decided that he must do this.
因为神的大爱，他决定说他必须要做这件事情。
Because all of us in our sin were on the wrong road.
因为我们的罪的本性，我们每个人都走在一个错误的道路上。
The Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray.
因为圣经说，我们都是如迷失的羊，个人偏行己路。
We have turned everyone to his own way.
我们都偏行己路，做我们自己的道路。
Isaiah 53:6.
以赛亚书第六53第六节。
We were all like lost sheep on the wrong road, going the wrong way.
我们都有如羊迷失，个人都偏行己路。
We were not going in God's way.
我们不是走在神的道路上。
No, we were going in our own way of sin.
也不是走在我们这罪恶的道路上。
This is the wrong way that leads to judgment and hell.
这条路上把我们带领到神的审判。
But God prepared a right road for us by sending Christ.
但是神他给我们准备这正路，他派遣了耶稣基督来。
The Bible said, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son.
这个圣经讲说，直到时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子。
Galatians 4:4.
这个是加拉太书四章四节。
Over 2,000 years ago, God sent his Son to die for our sins. Look up, please.
我们向上看吧，因为在二千年以前，神差遣他的儿子为我们而死。
And if we truly trusted Christ, we are on the right road of forgiveness of sins and eternal life.
如果我们真正信靠耶稣基督，我们就深信我们是走在一个正确的道路上。
From eternity past, God planned to send Christ to save our souls.
在这个恒古的以前，神就已经决定要把耶稣基督差遣来救赎我们的灵魂。
And if we truly trusted Christ, we are on the right road.
如果我们真正信靠耶稣的话，我们就是在正确的道路上。
But many things must happen before Christ could have paid for our sins.
但是在耶稣基督为我们罪付上代价之前，有些事情是必须要应验满足的。
And to become our sin bearer.
然后他才能变成我们这个罪恶的一个负担者。
These are called messianic prophecies in the Bible.
在圣经里面讲的就是所谓的弥赛亚的预言。
You see, God didn't just one day decide that He's going to send Christ.
神不是说某一天突然灵光一现说，我要把耶稣基督差遣到人间。
God knows everything from the beginning to the end.
神是从头到尾都知晓一切的事情。
He knew that man would sin.
他知道人会犯罪。
And from eternity past, He planned, as He spoke with His Son and the Spirit of God, He planned that.His Son will go to the earth to save man.
在恒古以前，神就知道人会犯罪，然后他已经计划好要差遣他的儿子到人间来为人的罪来受苦。
And God planned, and God must do it.
神计划，神必须实行。
And you need to think about that.
我们必须要好好想一想。
Christ said, "All things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me."
耶稣基督在路加福音这样讲他自己说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所说，凡指我所说的都必须应验。
You know that the Bible is all about Christ.
我们知道整本圣经讲的就是耶稣基督。
Every book in the Bible points to Jesus.
这个圣经里面每一本书所指向的指标就是耶稣。
And Christ is God's fulfillment of his love for you.
然后耶稣基督就是神对我们大爱的一个应验。
Never grow tired of hearing about Christ.
从来不会因为听到神的大爱而觉得厌烦的。
Because our souls depend upon him.
因为我们的灵魂就需要这个。
And our souls and our love for Christ should grow.
然后我们对耶稣基督的爱应该是与时俱进。
These prophecies concerning Christ must be fulfilled for God's plan to be accomplished.
有关于耶稣基督的一些弥赛亚预言必须实现，神的计划才会完成。
These are things that God must do.
这些是神他需要做的事。
Let us consider this morning just the prophecies that are mentioned in the Gospels.
我们现在只看一下四福音里面所讲的有关于弥赛亚的预言。
The Bible said that Elijah must come first to be the forerunner of Christ.
然后，圣经预言说，必须以利亚必须先来，先知以利亚必须来，先来。
And he did come first in the person of John the Baptist, who came in the power and the spirit of Elijah.
然后，以赛亚的确来了，是以施洗约翰身份来的。
The Bible said that Christ must be arrested and taken as prisoner.
圣经也说，耶稣必须要被逮捕。
And this was done, and at the right time that God had planned.
所以在神所安排的时间内，这件事情也完成了。
The Bible says that Christ must be released. That somebody instead of Christ must be released.
圣经也说，在这个选择囚犯的时候，有一个囚犯要被释放。
And that someone was Barabbas.
但这个被释放的囚犯不是耶稣基督，而是这个。
Now imagine if Barabbas was not released.
你们可以想象，如果这个囚犯巴拉巴他不会被释放的是什么结果吗
？And Barabbas went to the cross.
如果是这个罪犯去上十字架的话
，And Christ did not go to the cross.
耶稣基督没有上十字架，你可以想象是。
Then we would have no hope in this world.
那我们这个人间是真的是没有希望了。
But God made sure that someone, Barabbas, would be released instead of Christ.
所以神计划就是说确定一定是这个罪犯巴拉巴他上十字架，不是耶稣基督上十字架。
The Bible said that this generation, Christ's generation, will reject him.
圣经也说，耶稣在活在世界上，世人都要弃绝他。
And as you know, most of the Jews and Gentiles of Christ's day did reject him.
的确如此，在耶稣的活的世代的时候，所有的犹太人跟外邦人都是弃绝他。
And if they did not reject him, they would have crowned him king.And he would not have gone to the cross.
如果他们不是弃绝他，很可能他们就会把耶稣永立为王，耶稣就不会上十字架。
All of the events prophesied in the Bible must happen.
所有有关耶稣基督的预言都必须应验。
And God made sure that they would happen.
然后神就是确定说他一定会应验。
Why?
为什么？
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
And so he arranged this from eternity past for Christ to suffer, shed his blood, and die on the cross for you.
所以在很古以前，他就已经预备好了，把耶稣派遣到人世，为我们受死，为我们流血，然后我们能够得到拯救。
And how much we thank God this morning for arranging it for Christ to be available to us.
所以我们今天应该以多么那个感谢感恩的心，耶稣基督能够为我们受死。
And then second, Christ had things that he must do.
第二就是耶稣基督也有他自己要必须做的事。
I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day.
当趁着白日，我必须做那差遣我来人的工。
Please stand.
请大家站立。
Christ's earthly ministry was only 3 years long.
耶稣在地上的事工只有三年之久。
And in those 3 short years, he taught us many wonderful things.
在这三年的之中，他就教了我们很多的事情。
But there are many other important things that Christ must do.
还有一些非常重要的事情，耶稣也必须应验实施的、实行的。
You may be seated.
请坐。
He must prove to the world that he was Messiah, the chosen one of God.
他必须向世人证明他是神所拣选的弥赛亚。
So he performed many miracles.
所以他实施了许多的奇迹。
And in his attributes, he proved that he was God.
然后他也在他的神性上面证明他是神。
And then he trained 12 disciples to spread the gospel throughout the Roman world.
然后他也训练十二门徒到罗马帝国的各处去宣扬神的福音。
He must needs go through Samaria to save that woman and others who were there.
而且他必须要穿过撒玛利亚去拯救那个撒玛利亚妇人以及那个当地的人。
He must preach the gospel.
他必须要宣讲福音，神的福音，神的信息。
He must convert Zacchaeus and abide at his house.
而且他必须要拯救撒该，而且到他的家里去。
Are you getting the picture?
你是不是心里有个底了？
He was a driven man.
他是一个工作很努力的
人。He must do these things.
他必须要做这些事。
Why?
为什么？
Because your souls are at stake.
因为你的灵魂是决定在。
He must evangelize other sheep.
他必须要去拯救所谓圈外的羊。
And he must suffer, shed his blood, die, and rise from the dead.
他必须要为我们流血，然后从死里复活。
Christ was completely focused on doing the task of his Father.
耶稣基督他的专心一直在做神他的父神所差遣来他要做的工作。
He wasted no time.
他一分一秒都没有浪费。
He was on the perfect road of doing God's will.
他是在行走一条这个十分完美的实行神旨意的一条道路上。
And how glad we are that Christ had that attitude.
我们多么应该多么的感谢但是神耶稣基督有这样的一个态度。
He was born to die.
他的生就是为了他的死。
He was born to suffer.
他生下来就是为了要受苦。
He was born to shed his blood.
他生下来就是为我们流血。
And he was born that you might have life if you trust him.
他生下来就是因为你如果信他，你就有永恒的生命。
I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day.
趁着白天，我做那差我来者的工。
Third, we have things that we must do.
第三点，我们有我们要做的事。
We thank God for his must-do attitude in sending his son.
我们感谢神，因为他有些这些必须做的这个态度，而派遣他的儿子耶稣基督。
We thank Christ for his must-do work in fulfilling God's will.
我们也感谢基督耶稣，因为他有他所必须要做的事情，而且实现了。
And what should be our response to the love of God the Father and Christ his son?
那我们对神以及耶稣基督，我们应该怎样的一个回报呢？反应呢
？Because it does require a response.
因为我们的确是需要有所回应的。
Is there anything that the true Christian must do?
一个真正基督徒他需要做一些做个什么事情呢
？Oh yes, there is.
当然是有的。
There are things that we must do as well.
我们也有我们应该做的事情。
We must have the attitude of John the Baptist.
我们必须要施洗约翰的态度、心态。
When he said, he, Christ, must increase and we ourselves must decrease.
他说他兴亡，他必兴亡，我必衰败。
Christ must become more prominent in our lives and our carnal selves must become less prominent.
耶稣基督必须在生命里面越来越成长，我们的老我必须越来越衰败。
When the lost see us, they should see Christ in us.
当别人看到我们的时候，应该在里面看到耶稣基督。
And we should become more like Christ the longer that we are Christians.
我们做基督徒越久，我们应该越像主。
That's what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就在神的恩典以及神的知识里面能够成长的意思。
Christ said, "The servant is not greater than his Lord."
耶稣说，仆人不能大过他的主人。
If Christ humbled himself and made himself of no reputation, how much more should we?
当耶稣基督他能够谦卑下来，不顾他的身份谦卑下来，更何况是我们呢？
We must have the mind of Christ.
我们必须以耶稣基督心智为心智。
We must desire to have the heart of Christ.
我们必须要渴望耶稣的心智。
Where Christ leads, we must follow.
当耶稣引导，我们就应该追随。
Please stand.
请大家站起来，我们要读神的话语。
Christ was in the business of saving souls.
耶稣的基督主要的任务就是来拯救人的灵魂。
I'm speaking to you this morning.
我们今天就在跟各位讲。
Christ was in the business of saving souls.
耶稣基督他的主要的任务就是来拯救人的灵魂。
It was in his mind and his heart all the time.
在他的心里是深深的刻印的这样一个任务。
He did it urgently.
他是迫不及待的去做这件事情。
He felt it was something he must do.
他觉得他这是他必须做的。
And we must feel that is something that we must do.
我们也应该觉得这是我们必须做的。请大家坐下来。
Do you think of the many people in your life that do not know Christ?
你身边是不是有些不认识主耶稣基督的人呢？
Do you have a burden for their salvation?
你对他们的救恩是不是有负担呢？
Do you pray in secret that they will trust Christ?And receive forgiveness of their sins.
你在私下有没有为他们的救恩来祷告呢？
Do you consider it your business to save souls, to be used of God to save souls?
你觉得你是不是你的责任来被神所用来拯救人呢？
This is the job of all Christians, not just the pastor and deacons.
所以这不只是牧师或者是长老的这个责任，而是我们所有基督徒的责任。
The Bible said, as Moses.Lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以圣经约翰福音也讲说，摩西在旷野里如何举起铜蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
John 3:14.
约翰福音三章十四节。
Christ must be lifted up in our lives.
耶稣必须在我们生命中被高举起来。
In Numbers chapter 21, the people of Israel were in the wilderness, and many of them were bitten by poisonous snakes.
民数记第二十一章讲，这些以色列人在旷野中被毒蛇所咬。
And they died.
很多人因此而失去生命而死掉。
But God, in His mercy, told Moses to put a serpent of brass on a pole.
但是慈爱的主告诉摩西说，他造一个铜蛇，然后把它竖立起来。
And lift up that pole high in the air for all to see.
然后把它高举在空中，让大家都能够仰望到。
And if anyone looked at that brazen serpent, he would live and not die.
只要你只要仰望。定睛在那个铜蛇上，你就能够得救。
This is a picture of Christ and the salvation He brings.
这也是耶稣基督他的救恩的一个写照。
A sinner cannot save himself any more than one of the Israelites that was bitten by the poisonous snake could save himself.
一个罪人是不能够救自己的，就如被毒蛇所咬的人不能够救自己一样。
But just a look at the Savior in faith will give eternal life. For and forgiveness of his sin.
但是我们能够凭着信心来仰望他的话，我们就得罪得赦免，而且能够得到永生。
Let us look to Christ and live.
让我们能够仰望耶稣基督而能够活。
As Christians, you must lift up Christ in your life.
身为一个基督徒，你必须高举耶稣。
We must be living testimonies of His grace.
我们必须他是他大恩典的一个活活的一个见证。
Christ said, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣基督说，我就是世上的光。
And anyone who looks to Christ in faith will not walk in darkness, but will walk in the light of His life.
如果有人能够凭着信心行走在神的道路，他就不在黑暗中，而是在光明中。
And Christians are called to be lights in the world.
耶稣基督被称为是世上的光。
We should be like John the Baptist.Who pointed people to Christ when he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
我们必须像使徒约翰一样，当我们向世人指向耶稣的时候，就说这是世上的，这是是神的羔羊。
Tell others how Christ has saved you.
告诉别人耶稣基督是如何拯救你的。
Invite your family and friends to church to hear the gospel preached.
邀请你的亲朋好友来教会来听神的福音。
In these ways, you are pointing people to Christ.
如此做的话，就是你把耶稣指引给别人。
But it is mainly the job of the preacher to lift up Christ in the preaching.
但是在这个讲道方面，是主要还是牧师或者长老之类的来做这方面的工作。
Christ said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw men unto me."
耶稣说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
John 12:32.
约翰福音十二章三十二。
In my preaching, I must lift up Christ.
当我讲到的时候，我必须要高举耶稣基督。
I must lift up my beautiful Savior for all to see.
我必须要把我这个美妙美好的主耶稣能够让万人都能够仰望到。
I must lift him up above your love of the world.
必须把它高举，超越一切你对世上一切依恋的东西。
I must lift them above the cares and the burdens of your life.
把它高举，超远，超过你对你生活中一些所谓的关心或者负担的事情。
Come and look at the beautiful, lovely Son of God as He hangs on the cross.
来吧，我们来看一下，仰望一下，我们多么奇妙美丽。美妙的主耶稣基督。
Look at the wounds that your sin have made.
看一下，因为你的罪所让他遭受的痛伤。
Look at the blood that he shed.
看一下他所流的宝血。
God's anger and wrath was poured upon his son as he hung there on the cross.
当耶稣被挂在十字架将死的时候，神把他所有的愤怒都倾倒在他身上。
And while hanging there on the cross.Christ says to you this morning, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by?"
当他挂在十字架上，他对我们说的是以下的话。
I'm lifting up Christ this morning.
这个是耶利米哀书里面的，他讲说：“你们这过路的人呐，这是你们不介意吗？你们要观看，有像这临到我的痛苦没有？就是那 就是那种在把怒气的使我遭受的苦。
I'm lifting up Christ this morning. Are you looking at him or are your eyes closed?
我今天高举耶稣，你们有在看他吗？
Christ says this morning from the cross, is it nothing to you, all that pass by?
耶稣基督跟我们讲，在十字架上跟我们讲说，你们这些过路的人，你们难道不在意吗？
Behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me.
你们有看过比我受的更大的这个痛苦吗？
Wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger.
当神把他的愤怒的情倾倒在我身上的时候，
Lamentations 1:12.
耶利米哀书一章十二节。
Look at Christ while I lift him up on the cross as I preach of him.
当我在讲耶稣的时候，我请你仰望他，仰看看他。
And don't pass by the cross with a hard and cold heart.
不要就是漠不关心的一个硬着心肠就从十字架底下走过而已。
See how he suffers for your sin.
看他如何为你的罪而受苦。
And may your heart melt as you consider what the loving Son of God has done for you.
当你想到主耶稣的大爱为你所做的事情，相信你的心会融化。
And may you trust Christ who loves you so much and paid for your sin.
而且相信他，因为他为你的罪所付的代价。
And fourth, there is something that you must do.
第四就是你必须要做的事情。
Paul and Silas were put in prison for preaching Christ.
保罗跟希拉是因为传讲神的福音被下到监狱里。
They were full of joy and shouted songs of praise.
在监狱里，他们充满了喜乐，然后在那边放声的唱歌。
All of a sudden, the prison shook violently.
突然，这个地震，整个的监狱就开始震摇晃。
And the prisoners' chains fell off.
这个犯人的这个手链都被打开了。
But Paul and Silas just sat there.
但是保罗跟希拉就只是坐在那里。
They didn't flee like the other prisoners.
他不像别的犯人一样就逃跑了。
Because they knew God wanted them to do something.
因为他们知道神还有他们要做的事情。
The jailer burst into the prison cell and shouted, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
这个狱卒就冲到监狱里，高喊说：“我必须要做什么才能够得救呢？”
The jailer was scared.
因为这个狱卒他是非常的害怕。
He was not ready to die.
他还不想死。
He knew that soon he would be put to death by the Romans for letting all those prisoners escape.
因为按照罗马帝国的法律，如果把这个犯人逃跑的话，你是要被处死的。
He knew he must be saved before he died and face God in judgment.
因为他知道他在受死以前，他必须要先得救，然后他才能够面对这个神的审判。
He had heard Paul and Silas praising Christ.
因为他也听过保罗跟希拉在那赞美神。
No doubt he thought, why are these people so happy?
然后他自己时常想，为什么这两个人怎么在这种情况下还能这么的高兴呢？
He couldn't figure it out.
他想不通。
They had joy that he did not have.
他们的喜乐是他所没有的。
He knew, the jailer knew, that they were saved and they were ready to die.
但这个狱卒他知道这两个人是得救的，而且这两个人可以随时面对死亡。
But he wasn't.
但是狱卒他自己并没
有。So he cried out, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
他就说，大人啊，我要如何做才能够被拯救呢？才能够得救呢？
Have you ever felt that way?
你有没有这样的一个感受呢？
Have you ever seen that you are on the wrong road to sin and judgment?
你有没有感受到，也许你现在正在走上罪跟这个审判的一个道路上呢？
And that your life is not right.
然后你的生命并不是完全是对的呢？
Have you ever sensed that you must have Christ, you must be saved?
你有没有感觉说你必须要有主耶稣基督，你必须要被拯救？
Do you recall a crisis moment when you trusted Christ and His blood washed all of your sins away?
当你在极难中，你有没有感受到你耶稣基督的宝血救了你呢？
Is Christ the most important person in your life?
主耶稣基督是你生命中最重要的人呢？
And has the direction of your life changed ever since, where you can say with Christ, "I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day."
当你想到这个经节，当趁着白日，当做那差遣我来者的工的时候，你有没有感受到你生命的方向是有所改变呢？
I'm asking you, do you have this must in your heart?
我问大家，你是不是有这一个 必须这两个字在你的心里。
It was in God's heart.
因为这两个字是深深埋在神的心里。
It was in Christ's heart.
是在主耶稣基督的心里。
And a real Christian would have that must in their heart.
一个真正的基督也必须有这个必须这两个字在他的心里。
These are thoughts and experiences of someone who has truly been saved and is a real Christian.
这个就是一个真正的得救的一个基督徒必须有的这个感想。
If you have not had them, then you should question yourself whether you are a true Christian.
如果你从来没有这样的一个感受想法的话，也许你可以问一下自己，我是真正的一个重生得救的基督徒吗？
I've been speaking this morning on things you must do.
今天早上我讲的就是你们必须做的事情。
And even the Philippian jailer felt that he must do something when he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
Yeah, 像这个腓立比里面的那个狱卒，他也觉得有这个感受，有这个需要，而问说，我必须要做什么才能够被得救呢？
Listen carefully.
仔细的听。
Here is where the doing stops.
就是在这一刻，这个时刻。所谓的做工这件事必须停止。
Yes, I've talked about God who does things.
不错，我刚刚讲到一些什么神要做的工，是我们要做的工。
Yes, I've talked about Christ who did things.
也谈到说耶稣基督所做的工。
Yes, I've talking about Christians who must do things.
也谈到说身为基督徒必须做的一些事情。
But I'm talking about a time where you hopefully did not do something.
我现在要讲的就是一个转捩点，就是你。不需要做任何事的这个时刻。
What do you mean, Dr. Chan?
你说啊，陈医生，你讲，我听不懂，今天讲什么啊
？Right before Christ died on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
但是耶稣基督在他死在十字架最后一口气时，他讲的一句话就是“成了”。
He finished all the work that is required in salvation to save your souls. He did all the work.
他已经完成所有必须拯救你灵魂的一切所有的事情，他已经都做完了。
And there is no work left for you to do.
然后你没有任何事情必须是你必须做的。
After the jailer asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
当这个狱卒问保罗跟希拉，我要如何做才能够得救呢？他们的回答就是说，相信，信，然后你就能够得救。
Acts 16:31.
使徒行传十六三十一。
That's it.
这就是了。
Believe, have faith in Christ.
要相信，要有信心，对耶稣基督要有信心。
That's all that is needed to be saved.
这是你所有唯一要做的就是信，然后你能够得救。
But have you had faith in Christ?
但是你在对耶稣基督有信心吗？
And even faith is not something that we do.
信心不是我们做而能够产生的。
Because our faith did not come from us.
因为我们的信心不是从我们而来的。
It was given to us by God.
因为信心是由神赐给我们的。
Faith is a gift of God that cannot be earned.
信心是神给我们的一个礼物，不是我们能够做到的。
We are not saved by our work.
我们不是因信而称义的。
We are not saved by what we can do or what we must do.
我们不是因为我们能够做或者是必须做什么才能够得救的。
We are saved by what God must do.
我们得救是因为神必须要做的那些工，我们才能够得救。
Christ said, "Ye must be born again."
耶稣基督说，你必须要重生。
God must make you born again by bringing you to faith in Jesus.
所以神必须要让你在耶稣基督里能够重生，因为信而能够重生。
Christ gave only one must to the lost.
耶稣基督对世上的人只有一个所谓的必须。
And that must is you must.Be born again.
这个必须就是你必须要重生。
This is not something optional.
这个不是一个可以选择题啊。
This is necessary for you to escape judgment.
这个是你必须要有的。如果你能够避免所谓的审判。
To escape judgment for your sin.
因为你要逃避因为你的罪而来的一个审判。
But this is something that you cannot do, you cannot must do.
这个不是你能够做或者你必须做的。
This is something you must be.
这个是你必须是的。
You must be born again.
你必须是一个重生得救的人。
And to be born again, you must trust Christ.
要能够重生，你必须要信靠耶稣基督。
Christ died on the cross for our sin.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
He was buried.
而且他被埋葬了。
And he rose again from the dead.
然后从死里复活。
That's the gospel.
这个就是福音。
He's seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
他现在坐在神的右手边。
Trust him by faith.
以信心来信靠仰望他。
And he will wash all of your sins away in his blood.
他会以他的宝血来洗净你所有的罪。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。
让我们一起来回应诗歌来注意。